The Power FM Brekkie Show.
It's just last year we were doing the 2016 census.
Geez, remember the stink that thing kicked up.
I actually look forward to the census. Remember I told you I have a little bit of a party at my house?
Do you really?
Party for two.
What
just
do you mean?
Myself and my husband.
That's your census party.
Yeah. Crack open a bowl of wine. Yeah.
Well, have you heard about people having actual census parties where they bring all their friends around to do the census?
Yeah, but then it ruins the whole, like it throws the census out, doesn't it?
Creates a bit of a mess. I also, to me, that would be a nightmare because that means you got to do a census, the census for yourself and everyone else in your house on that night.
Too stressful.
It's going to make it hard. If anything, I'm going to clear the house out for the night. Everyone, Alice, go stay with your friend if you don't mind. Just want to do the census for me tonight.
Yep. Well, the results are in and we've got the typical Australian.
Yeah, they've released the details. Typical Victorian, Jules. I thought we were fairly typical.
Pretty average.
Yeah, right there in the middle of what it means to be a Victorian. Apparently we're not.
A typical Victorian, I tick a few boxes. The age is 37. Not quite there yet. Phew.
Yeah.
Sex, female. Country of birth, Australia.
Yep.
Country of parents' birth, at least one born overseas.
Yep.
Language spoken at home, English. Ancestry, English. Marital status, married. Well, I tick that box.
Yep.
Family, couple with two children. No, I've got a cat.
Yeah. Charlie, the size of two small children, he's a big guy.
Yeah, but hey, you leave my overweight cat alone.
Sorry.
Number of vehicles in the home, two. Number of bedrooms at home, three. And tenure type at your house, mortgage.
So what boxes? You were ticking female, obviously.
Yeah, got a mortgage.
Born in Australia.
Yep.
No kids.
Definitely got two vehicles in our house.
So you're half typical.
Yeah.
I'm way off the mark. I don't think I'm any of those things. Not one of them.
Well, you're not female, but for starters.
Yeah, not a lady, don't have kids, don't have my own house. I'm not 37. I am so far from the typical Victorian, Jules.
It means you're unique.
Yeah.
That's probably a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose. And what are these statistics anyway? What about the typical Ballaradian, Jules? I feel like this is talking about Victorians as a whole, but they're not really dialing
they're
into
not,
the typical Ballaradian.
Zoning into our area?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say I'd go female again.
You reckon the typical Ballaradian's female?
Yeah.
I reckon the typical Ballaradian owns a Kathmandu puffer jacket.
Of course, without a doubt.
Yeah.
That's a given, isn't it?
Sprinkles crushed up raspberry drops on their cereal as opposed to sugar.
Heads to the gravy spot on a Saturday night for some chips and gravy.
Of course they do. That's after a trip to the Bluestone.
Yep.
So they're having a good time at the Bluestone.
Yeah.
Yeah? What, you reckon
no,
one of the other nightclubs?
If you're going Bluestone, I reckon you've got younger demographic.
So not the gravy spot?
No, this would be going to the gravy spot. Everybody comes, finishes their night at the gravy
okay,
spot.
Okay, then.
That's a given.
Right. So you're saying the typical Ballaradian slightly older
yeah.
than the Bluey's demographic?
Yeah. I reckon they probably are about maybe 37.
So you come from the hop temple to the...
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
One of the other night spots, maybe the George, I don't know.
Yeah, and you're wearing board shorts all the way through winter.
Oh. Yes.
That's a given.
With your puffer jacket still on.
Because you're Ballarat tough.
Yeah.
There you go. We don't need to fill out no census. I think we've just hit the nail on the head right there.
Of course we have.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.